Hey, and welcome. You are listening to The Hammered Heron. For our first-time listeners,
this is the unofficial
Drunken Parrot Podcast.
I'm Em, matriarch of the Hammered Heron crew, and with me today is the ever-lovable Z.
Hello.
And the unlovable Jazz.
Why am I unlovable?
Why has it taken so long to bring out a new episode?
Well, first things first. Technically, the must be immediately be followed by Jazz, such as the unlovable, the Jazz. But then that last sentence doesn't make much sense, so I'm kind of torn.
And you just have to point that out?
It's important to him, Em.
Yes, it is.
So is Taylor Lautner, but like him, ignoring Jazz is usually just the best option in the end.
Ouch.
That was a bit unnecessary to say.
Well, why has it taken him so long, Jazz?
I'm sure he was just busy.
Jazz, tell Z why there has been such a long wait.
I'm not going to lie.
Zvod has left the server. Zvod has connected. Zvod has joined the channel. Jazz has been kicked for being a fucking moron.
Now that he's gone, let's continue.
Okay. So, Em, what is the theme of this episode?
The new release mentioned at BlizzCon, World of Warcraft, Mist of Pandaria.
Oh, new expansion?
Aye. So, Jazz, what's in the new expansion?
Loads of stuff, number one.
Wait a minute. Before we continue...
What?
We're just not going to explain how you magically came back on?
Nope.
We could at least apologize to our faithful listeners for your mistake.
Very true. Listeners, I apologize for my moment of ignorance and stupidity, and hope that I can repent for my sins.
You may continue.
Like I was saying... There's loads of new stuff with the new expansion. Number one, I suppose, being the new continent, Pandaria.
I believe it's pronounced Pandaria.
What if it's Pandera?
Well, we'll have to do a poll about how to pronounce it after this. But yeah, there's a new continent with six new zones. The Jade Forest, which apparently is where 85s will be heading to, immediately in Miop.
Miop?
Miop?
That's what I'm going to dub a quick name for Mist of Pandaria.
Yeah, I like it.
Me too.
Well, in addition to the Jade Forest, there is the Valley of Four Winds, the Kunlei Summit, the Taolong Steps, the Vale of Eternal Blossoms, and finally, the new starting zone, the Wandering Isle.
Which brings me to our next bit, the new starting zone. We'll have a new race to go with the Pandaren.
Panda people, I assume?
Yeah, the Pandaren, according to our sources. The Pandaren will start neutral and will level 1 through 10 on said isle. Then have a choice at the end of a quest line to choose whether or not they wish to be Horde or Alliance. That's where they will pick their desired faction. Also, for those who are wondering, Pandarens can be mages, priests, rogues, hunters, shamans, warriors, and the new class.
Aye, and along with the new continent and new race, there will be a new class, the
Actually, Jazz, can I take it from here?
Sure.
Well, first of all, I love pandas. But continuing, with me up, there will be a new class, the Monk, which will be a leather-wearing class that can be tank, heal, and, or DPS. Well, not, and you get the picture. Tank and DPS specs will use agility gear similar to Feral Druids. Healers will use intellect gear similar to Resto Druids. They will have a new type of resources called Chi, which will work similarly to a rogue's energy and light and dark force, which will work similar to the Paladin's holy power.
And that's only the beginning. There will be loads of new activities included with Miop. One being the pet battle system.
Pokemon. Creepy Crate, go. Pokemon.
Aye, similar to Pokemon, there will be a new pet battle system, where your collected vanity pets will now be added to a collection along with new pets, which can be captured out in the wild, which you can create a line team and do battle with other people's pets.
I want to be the very best that no one ever was.
This sounds extremely like Pokemon.
Yeah, Jazz, this really does sound a lot like Pokemon.
Probably because it is, just like Pokemon. But that's not the point. Moving.
In addition, there will be a new type of, for instance, battle scenarios. These will be instant-like quest lines where a player has to complete multiple challenges. Kill kobolds, save 5 children, set the world on fire, you know, that sort of thing. Where at the end, said player will receive a reward ranging from XP experience to justice and valor points.
This sounds vaguely familiar to Rift's system.
Minus fire.
Probably where the idea originated from.
And last but not least.
Whoa, Jazz, it's my turn now.
Fine. Go.
And finally, we have challenge modes for the new dungeons that will be added in Meop. Here we will have normal heroic dungeons with a twist. Not only will you have a time limit to complete the dungeon, there will be an additional challenge where your equipment's level will be lowered, oh yeah, to some degree as to make the dungeon more difficult. An example of this, that all our PTR players listening will know, this function lowers the stats on your current gear to a certain level, as on the PTR, to check the difficulty of the dungeons, but in the new challenge modes, there will be Challenge of Our Prowess.
What a twist!
Also, there will be a couple minor changes to people's playing style. For one, you will not be able to fly in the new zone Pandaria until level 90.
Yeah, for real. Hunters will love this next part, though. For the minimum range will be gone. Woo! About time, Blizz. Meaning you can shoot things in the face. Melee weapons
in the face.
As well. Melee weapons, though, will be gone for hunters, to be replaced with quivers, which will only provide stats and absolutely nothing else. Kind of like a relic now.
And for warriors, ranged weapons will also be gone because they serve no purpose but for stats.
For our druids, paladins, shamans, and death knights, all relics are going to be gone as well for the exact same reason.
And finally, to end this talk of the expansion, wands will now become the main hand weapons, and instead of them being ranged weapons, which is what they are right now.
Next up, Quest of...
Jazz, wait a minute.
What?
You forgot about the annual pass!
What's that?
Well, Z, and our listeners, the annual pass is the 1-year agreement for World of Warcraft, similar to a cell phone contract where you agree to pay for 1 year of WoW. However, according to our sources, you may use any subscription plan. For example, you can do the monthly, the 3-month, the 6-month. However, you can't use a 60-day time card. But for accepting this deal, you not only receive an awesome in-game flying mount, which you can still see people riding now. It's really cool. But you get a digital download of Diablo 3 once it comes out for free. And you have absolute certain access to the beta of WoW's Mist of Pandaria.
Well, that's worth it just for the beta. What's the flying mount look like?
It's like a horse with, like, think wispy wings, but they don't flap. They just kind of move. It's really, really awesome. Awesome!
Ooh.
And it changes color, so like if you're a Shadow Priest, it becomes all purpley and stuff.
Oh, nice.
And there's like this new mana or int trinket that turns you blue, so it turns that blue too. It's awesome!
Oh, sweet.
Jazz is a big baby, but I digress. Jazz, what is our quest of the week?
My quest of the week is your main one.
The Wintervale Daily?
Hi.
Is that to M, or is that the actual name?
That's the real name of the quest.
Okay. So that's the one where you kill the giant yeti in the mountains, right?
Yes, but they changed it this year, so now he's a skull elite for 85s and has about 3 million health, so it takes at least 2 85s to kill him now.
So why is this a good quest?
Well, mostly because people didn't realize the change until, like, the second week. So every day you saw 85s run in, thinking they'll one-shot it, and then get three-shotted.
You would like that.
It's kind of funny, though.
Yes, it is. So, Em, what is our movie of the week?
Our movie of the week is a sequel to a movie that came out a few years ago. If you guys remember the first, the movie for Sherlock Holmes coming out a few years ago on Christmas, the sequel for that is now out. It's called Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows. This is a continuation of the movie that came out a few years ago after Sherlock Holmes first meets Professor Moriarty. In this one, think of it like the start of World War I, where Austria's crown prince is killed. He's found dead, and all the evidence in this one seems to point towards suicide. But Sherlock Holmes, as usual, will always find a way to prove that wrong. In this movie, it stars Robert Downey Jr. and Jude Law. Come on, who wouldn't want to see those two?
Watson is the best.
Jude Law.
Are you kidding me? The fact that Robert Downey Jr. probably isn't sober through any of this is probably the most most amusing part. But I digress. He deduces that the prince was murdered, and that the crime, that murder, is actually part of a big puzzle pre-made by Professor Moriarty. So pretty much what they're going to do is they chase him across Europe trying to stop him. It's kind of like that.
Huh. Was Moriarty's identity given so quickly in the book series, too?
I never read Sherlock Holmes. It's like a Victorian era novel. They're not exactly known for their, like, literary genius.
What happened to Watson's wife?
Like, the Victorians were rather, huh?
What happened to Watson's wife?
I imagine she's still in England.
Well, you didn't mention her. I assume she died or something.
No, just because the chick isn't there doesn't mean that she's, like, dead. Unless she actually did die. I haven't seen the movie yet. I'm going to soon.
Spoilers!
I want to, too.
Fight me!
Hammer and Heron trip to the movies!
Hell yeah!
This will be interesting. Can we bring Vent with us? Because, you know, this will be kind of awkward.
Wouldn't that be illegal?
Is it? I mean, you're only talking. Are you allowed to talk at the theater? Not the point. Moving on.
I don't know, but people are always on the freaking cell phone, so I'm pretty sure they would be around the same thing. But moving on, like Jazz said. And in closing, Jazz, tell us our lying tip of the week.
I'm gay.
We know.
We know.
But Jazz, what does this have to do with your lying tip of the week?
Listeners, the biggest lying tip of the week I can give to you is tell the truth, because it confuses people, and it's the ultimate lie of a lie. Think about it.
Okay.
Let's quickly move on.
If you have heard us and would like to join the World of Warcraft Guild Drunken Parrot,
you can apply at drunkenparrotguild.com. And if you have any questions, suggestions, or would like to be on the show,
you can contact us at hammeredheron@gmail.com. That's hammeredheron@gmail.com.
Thank you for listening.
Catch us next time.
Peace.